Tiger Time is here, Fremont High School, and Scott Jensen, the Executive Director of Secondary Operations. Welcome.
Good morning.
Oh, I got to turn on your mic. There we go. There,
good
let's
morning.
Try it again. Good morning. Yeah. Nice to have you here. He's still wearing a short sleeve shirt.
I put them back on. I brought them back out for these last couple, 3 days.
Oh, my gosh. I know. It is. It's been really nice out, so I might as well take advantage. I decided to go long sleeves today. So.
I have short sleeves.
Underneath?
Underneath a sweater, and I have to say it's a Fremont Band shirt.
Ah, oh, that's
nice.
Good job.
I wore it today for that.
She's with the theme today,
I know, Scott?
She's prepared, well prepared.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I guess that could lead us right into our band director, Scott, or Chris Weddle, with us, Fremont High Marching Band director, and some good things happening this year, huh?
Oh, for sure, yeah. We're excited to announce that we went to the state competition this past weekend and received our second superior rating in state competition in the last decade, so it was really exciting for us.
Oh, that's awesome. How many members this year?
We had 100 members with 14 guard.
Is that up or down from what you've had? Or
that's
is it
roughly about the same number. We lost a little in the transition.
So, okay. Yeah. All right. A lot of work put in on the marching band side.
For sure. They're up at the crack of dawn. We're on field warming up at 7 a.m. 4 days a week, and that's just our starting. And then we have Tuesday nights where they do a two-hour sectional then. So a lot of hours get put into this, and it paid off.
Was there anything you did different this year?
Definitely didn't want to rock the boat. They're in a good way, and they keep the superior success going. I mean, I didn't want to come in and change anything off the bat. Just trying not to mess anything up.
Yeah, because this is your first year.
Yeah, this is my first year.
Yeah.
Yep.
So. Yeah, to get a superior first year, you got to be pretty happy with that.
I'm very happy with that, and I'm very happy with the results. They speak for themselves. The kids' hard work and dedication. I knew that they would come away feeling good about it.
Maybe just tell us that when you go to the competition, what does your team have to do, or the marching band have to do?
Sure. When we get there, we first have to unload a trailer that has all of our extra equipment and uniform. Everyone has to get in uniform, and then we have to go to a staging area where the band, the drum major's here with me this morning. They lead them through a warm-up sequence, and then after warm-up sequence, we run a little bit of the music, and then we go to on deck, essentially, where we wait and watch the band that performs right before us get ready. And then once we hit competition field, we have 15 minutes. That's 15 minutes to set up all of our electronics and get everything on field, march on the field, do our show, and then get off as quick amount of time as possible. You do get penalized if you go over that 15-minute mark, and so you have to be like a well-oiled machine. And
yeah.
It only happens with the help of everyone that's there. Plus, we had some parent volunteers.
Oh, I suppose. Is this also involved the flags and all that, too?
Yep.
Okay.
They have their own own coaches, and they do their own show that goes along with our drill. So not only are they kind of pulling double duty, they're having to learn their flag routine, but then they also have to learn the marching drill that goes along with it and their formation. So they keep busy.
We're talking with Chris Weddle. He's a Fremont High Band Director. How many other do you know how many other schools in your class did receive a superior rating?
That's a great question.
Approximately.
Yeah. In Class A, we are in a new system now where they used to be AA, AAA, where we would fall into the A category. All the schools that were at the Kearney site that we visited, everyone received a superior that night. So it was a really good night for all the bands.
That's really good for everybody to get it, because I don't think that probably happens very often either.
No, it doesn't. It does not. And it just goes to show that, I mean, even past through the pandemic, these kids have come out swinging and are working hard.
What are the categories that they're actually judged on?
Sure. There's three different categories. They have a general effect, which is just everything that they do, making sure that they're uniform in their step, making sure they're uniform in their carry, how they carry their body, and how they carry their instruments. There's a musical aspect of it, and then so we're a marching band. We have music is what we do, and so that's a main category. And then the visual, having to go above and beyond, not just putting on a good show musically and being uniform, but we have to entertain the crowd as well.
Yeah, so the laser show, Janet, did you know anything about how that worked?
Or? Yeah, I was out there twirling my laser.
That's what I thought.
But I do want to add, back in the day when I was in band, you got up and you marched and you had a little routine, but now they have shows, for those of you who don't know. So that's a whole theme from the beginning to the end, and this year was rain, which was a lot of fun to watch. So I didn't know that until last year when Jenna was...
Yeah, it kind of tells the story. This year, like she said, the theme was rain, and so the first movement we had was called A Storm Is Coming. So it's kind of the anticipation. There's a lot of lot of building to that. Where the second one is like right before a heavy thunderstorm, you might have a gentle rain. So it's kind of like our ballad number, which featured our guard, which some people call flags. And then the last movement was the storm. So it was the storm, all tumultuous and very crazy, and giving a big grand finale, which actually was kind of ironic because it actually didn't end in a big finale. It ended in our frontline percussion giving this little after the storm, this little trickle sound, and this little bit of a rain effect, in the synopsis of the show that we get, it says, because everyone loves a rainbow.
Very nice, very nice. So the drums had a lot to do with this.
Yeah, we had two different drums. We have the online marching percussion, which we have our bass drums and our snares and our quads. Mm-hmm. And then we have a whole front line that is everything that's too big to be marching with. You can't march a marimba, or it might take three people to just move it around the field. But we had a whole bunch of frontline percussion. We had a marimba, we had a xylophone, we had bells, we had a gong, we had bass drum, we had, pretty much, and then we had our electronics, we had our electronic keyboard, and then we had a synthesizer as well to give us a little bit of storm effects.
Very nice. Well, you brought drum majors with you?
Yes, we got Braden and Bethany with us, our two senior drum majors this morning, and they've really been putting in the work. Before I even got here, they had the show picked last year, and so working with the previous director and getting everything and keeping these kids in tip-top shape throughout the summer. We start prepping for the show in spring. We put on in summer once a week from June essentially till the start of school. They do Monday rehearsals for 3 hours a night, and so they give up a lot of their summertime just for band.
And make it
happen. So it's because of them that we saw the success we did.
Yeah. On the marching side, did you march a little bit around Fremont, or do you do it mainly in the parking lot?
So one of the rehearsals that we do, to prep for John C. Fremont Day Parade, which we also took best band in the parade this year.
Yep.
So we were excited about that. But we start essentially at the school and then march the neighborhoods and try not to mess up traffic too much.
Yeah, but the neighbors love it. I hear that all the time. So
as long as it's not too early.
Yeah, yeah. Not too early.
You can go by Chris's at like your 6:30
in the
morning.
Yeah, you can go by our house. We're up. So.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The rest of the people are probably not.
Probably not, yeah. So.
Well, let's talk with Bethany and Braden here. You want to talk together, or you want to? Yeah, I'll let you both take a mic here this morning. So, talk a little bit about the competition, the state competition, how that went.
It was pretty hectic. Our bus broke down on the way there.
Oh shoot!
So it was a little bit of a warm bus ride, and we were running pretty late. And so we kind of had a lot of time built in, thanks to Weddle. But we basically got off the bus into uniform in a few minutes, and we were running our warm ups right away.
And I suppose the judges at that point, they're like, okay, well, you're late, but hey, you got to be here at this time,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah, they are not very forgiving.
Yeah. So we got there and like everyone was kind of in a rush, but our warm-ups went really well and we were like settled and the anxiety wasn't really there, but like our our amp was up and we did really good. So
are you kind of the ones that would calm everybody down, or is that
Bethany's a lot better at stress management than me. I'm really good at getting stressed out. But yeah, I'd say that we'd usually kind of give like a little speech or something before a performance and get everyone excited. I think energy is really important for like a good performance.
With this year's band, did you have more of the upperclassmen or more of the lower class, the underclassmen?
Underclassmen.
Yeah.
Probably more underclass?
Definitely underclass, which was, I think it was good because our leadership team this year was really strong.
Yeah.
So the few that there were really showed the underclassmen how to do it, and they picked up on it really quick and improved really fast.
Good deal. Which one do you prefer? Do you prefer the competition or the marching like at John C. Fremont?
Competition.
Yeah.
I like the shows better than just marching in a line down the street.
Is there just the one state competition, or are there several that happen throughout the year?
So we did three competitions this year. We did the Columbus invite, which we hadn't done for a couple years, and then we did the LPS invite, which is out at Seacrest, and then we ended with our state competition.
So he's standing behind you, so you better be nice, but what do you like about this band director?
He's just like really nice. I feel like everyone always says they can talk to Weddle. Like, I don't know. I just feel like people like talking.
Yeah.
To him.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. Like, despite all the struggles that we went through this year, he was always there for us and he let us through. So, I mean, we had a lot of struggles, but it was always that we came out on the right side. So, yeah.
Mine was left, 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 right, left. That's all mine were. So, did you play any instruments besides drum or?
Yeah. So, I just do percussion.
I play the trombone, but this is my third year as a drummer.
All right, high five. There's another trombonist. Yeah. Kevin, you're a trombone, Pearson?
Absolutely.
Very good, yeah.
Don't they call themselves the slide squad?
Yes.
Yes.
I wasn't the first chair. I was usually second.
Shocking.
Most
second
of the time.
Chair.
I didn't
Shocking.
Really want to be the first chair.
Oh, you? So. Yeah, you're so humble.
I didn't. No, no way. But it is. It's a lot of fun, and I think being in band makes your mind work a little bit differently. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely. We can do a lot more, I think.
Yeah,
for sure. Well, congratulations. Are you guys going to go on and maybe play in college at all?
I really want to, I think.
Yeah, maybe not drum major in college, but definitely take part in the band.
Good deal. Well, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it. Yeah. Mr. Weddle, thank you for bringing him in. Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. Diane Beninato, the Linden Elementary principal, is also with us this morning. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice to have you here. You have something special going on right now.
Yeah, I'm here to promote the Linden Readathon hosted by our PTA. It's a fundraiser. It's a big fundraiser for our PTA and also promotes a lot of reading for our students. So that will be happening November 7th through the 18th. And we'll just get pledges from our family and friends in the community. And so if there are people in the community that wish to either sponsor a prize, individual prize or class prize, or even just donate to our PTA, we're always inviting that. So.
Okay. So the kids are going to be saying, hey, Grandpa, I'm going to read 3 books. Give me $1 each book or something like
that. It's more just like open pledges. We have Pledge 99 that gets sent out to a program that gets sent out. And then we just do a lot of fun reading activities at school and promote reading at home and with their families. And so children are given prizes on how much money they raise, but then also how much they read. And there'll be dress-up days and themes and prizes along the way, too. So
awesome. Have you done in the past? Has this been a pretty good fundraiser?
Last year was our first year doing it, and it was a great fundraiser. Our PTA raises funds for just supporting class field trips, some teacher reimbursement, and then we have a focus now. We'd like to update our playground equipment. So along with our new addition that's coming soon, some new playground equipment too.
So hasn't been any digging into your building yet?
Not yet. But I've seen some good plans.
All right. Awesome. That'll be good. Yeah. Anything else to share along with that? Along with the readathon?
We really support or really appreciate parents' support as well as our community support. So thank you.
So if somebody's listening and they say, yeah, I think I want to be a part of that, sure. How do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, just call Linden Elementary, 727-3150, and we'd love to help you out.
Very good.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Kevin Earlywine, Executive Director of Fremont Public Schools Foundation, is here, mainly just because he brings the donuts.
That's right. He's the donut man.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Rise yeah. and shine. We bring him every
Braden
time.
Braden and Bethany, there yeah. you go. You get first choice.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
What do you have going on? You have a different application or a different grant application going on right now?
Right. We've every year. For about the past decade, a little bit more than that, actually, we've provided the opportunity for our Fremont Public School teachers to take part in our creative teaching grants. And we've given out, over the past decade, more than $63,000 to teachers in Fremont Public Schools to do different kinds of activities. And we just sent our applications out yesterday, actually, and they're due, I believe, the second week of December, they're due in, and then a committee of board members from our foundation board will meet along with some administrative staff, and they'll make a determination about which grants can be met, which ones we can do fund, and which ones we can do partial funding on, and which ones full funding, etc. In the past, we've had some great things. We've had trips to SAC Museum. We've had trips to a HAL writing festival. We've got one going to the Orpheum Theater, taking a bunch of freshmen.
Oh, nice.
To the Orpheum Theater. We've had STEM bins and materials provided. We've had broadcast news coordination between Media Center Department and our Journalism Department. So lots of different exciting kinds of things happen with those creative teaching grants, things that the regular building budget can't support. And so the foundation steps in and provides that. The one of the neat things about this, the funding for these grants, these all come from memorials. It started about 14 years ago, with memorials from the passing of Dr. Ken Thompson. Some of you might remember
sure,
Dr.
Yeah.
Thompson, longtime principal at the high school, educational leader in our community, and started with some of the funds that had been donated in his name. And we've kept that moving and growing throughout the last decade or more. And so anytime someone sends in a gift to the foundation in memory of someone who's passed, that money immediately goes into supporting these creative teaching grants. So it's a wonderful way to remember loved ones who have passed and support education here in Fremont. It's a great opportunity.
Awesome. Yeah, that is. So is that open to all grades, or would it be all the different teachers?
Any
grade school, middle school, high school?
Absolutely. Preschool through age 21. Program. So anybody that wants to apply, we have any certified staff in Fremont Public can apply for it, and they'll be considered. Absolutely.
So I think Mr. Weddle was thinking about taking some kids to Taylor Swift concert to learn more about music.
They awesome.
I was just thinking.
Serious. Yeah. She just announced her. I got this all caps text. Taylor announced a tour. I was like, okay.
It sounds like they're going to need a new trophy case.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah,
so I think the foundation would be happy to help get you guys a new
awesome.
Trophy case.
For sure.
No yeah. doubt about it. So we also, you may remember last time we were here, we talked about our youth leadership group that we took some elementary kids to UNO.
Mm-hmm.
That was an awesome time. We did a press release afterward, had nice pictures taken, took 30 fourth grade kids and fifth grade kids to that at UNO. That was a real big success for us. So we're excited. We just keep moving forward. We continue to plan for our 20th anniversary, which is next year.
Mm-hmm.
We have lots of neat things going on. We have some fun activities we have planned for the entire year, including we're going to be releasing a little bit of a change to our logo that we'll be unveiling at the beginning of the year. And until then, we're just motoring on. Feel free to contact us anytime.
Yeah, for sure.
We've got, you can call us at our office, 727-3027. You can call us and talk to us, leave a message if I'm not there. You can also email me at kevin.earlywine@fpsmail.org or foundation@fpsmail.org. Feel free to visit our website, fpsfoundation.com. Stop on by and talk. Love to visit about the foundation and great things going on in Fremont Public Schools.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. Mr. Jensen, I know we're kind of in between the sporting season right now, but before you know it, we're going to be back at it. Wrestling, basketball, everything.
Winter sports are coming soon, that's for sure.
When's the first day of practice?
The Monday, November 14th.
Okay, right around the corner.
Yeah, 2 weeks from yesterday, so coming quick. So
I'll be getting going again.
Yeah, and it is. I just wanted to say a thank you and a shout out to our band and their superior rating. I know they have a couple things coming up. They have a fall band concert coming up, and that's November 15th. And so that's a chance
winter
to get
concert,
to see.
Is that coming up too? Oh, January. Yep. Okay.
But November 15th for the fall concert. Okay. And that's a chance to hear these kids. They're tremendous. You know, they put in so much work and so much time, like they said. But if you ever drive by there in the mornings, I mean, all fall, and we're super excited. Part of the bond issue is we put in a new well field at the Applegate Field, and having turf on that will allow them to march there in the morning, so they won't have to be in the parking lot next year. So I know Mr. Weddle's probably a little excited about that.
I'll bet.
Won't have to put out cones and measure and paint. And
headlights.
Yeah, all headlights, yeah. All kinds of things like that. So that'll be a great opportunity and a great facility for the band to use also, and we're super excited about that part of the bond.
Good deal. All right. Well, thank you once again. That'll do it for Tiger Time this morning.
Thanks, Chris.